Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is light. L-I-G-H-T.
Really?
You bet your life! The more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers of America present Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, on Thursday, November 13th, your DeSoto Plymouth dealer will put on display for the first time what we honestly believe to be the most beautiful car ever built, the distinguished 1953 DeSoto. We'll have more to say about this exciting news in a few minutes. And here he is, the one, the only...
What a strange name for a human being. Oh, that's me, Groucho Marx. Well, here I am again with $2,500 for one of our couples.
We asked if there are any young single men present tonight.
You asked this?
Yes, before the show went on the air. Mr. Richard James, he was the one that was chosen. His partner is a student, Miss Catherine Gerber. And here they are. Folks, come in and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome. There. Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house. Okay, let's see. Miss Catherine Gerber, eh? You're not married?
No.
No. You're not engaged?
No.
Going steady?
No.
You say no too much. Has it ever occurred to you that perhaps that's your main trouble? How old are you, Katie?
22.
22, huh? Where are you from?
Oceano, California. It's near Pismo Beach.
Yes, are you, you're not going to shut up like a clam now, are you? Richard James, how did you happen to get two front names and no rear name?
Well, my mother's first name, rather, my mother's name was Richard and my father's name was James. I better explain that. Rather, yeah.
You ought to do something about it. Was your father's first name Jesse?
Not quite.
Henry?
No. My father's name, of course, was James, and my mother's...
Eddie Grable?
And my mother's name was Richard, which is a French name.
Was what?
Richard.
Richard, huh?
Yes.
I thought that was a vegetable. Let's find out something about you two. Do you have a job, Katie?
Yes, I go to school at Frank Wiggins Trade Tech Junior.
Could you talk
College.
Just a little bit louder?
Mm-hmm.
I can hardly hear you.
Yes, I go to school.
Oh, you just said that.
At Frank Wiggins Technical Trade Junior College.
Oh, I see. Well, I wouldn't mind trading at that college myself. What kind of a college is that? Is that freshwater college?
It's a vocational college.
Vocational?
Mm-hmm.
You mean you're off all summer?
Vocational. Vocational trade.
I've been off all winter. There's no reason why you shouldn't be off all summer. So what are you majoring in?
Cosmetology.
Cosmetology?
Uh-huh.
Well, you're very smart going into that field, and I congratulate you. Now, what is it?
Well, it's the study of cosmetics.
Oh, I see. Well, that's pretty simple once you catch on to it, huh?
The art and study.
Uh-huh. What sort of work do you do, Dick?
I'm a school teacher.
Oh, is that so? Well, it's a small world. Catherine here is a student. Could you teach her anything?
Well, I could try.
What do you teach?
Well, I teach science and geography and history and just about everything that a sixth grade boy or girl would like to know.
I know. Years ago, we used to have a joke in a school like we did years ago where the teacher says to the boy, he said, what's the shape of the earth? And the kid says, I don't know. And the teacher is impatient, says, well, what's the shape of my cuff buttons? And the kid looks at him and says, square. He says, and the teacher says, no, I don't mean these. Not the ones I wear on weekdays, the cuff buttons I wear on Sunday. He says, oh, round. Teacher says, that's right. He says, now, what's the shape of the earth? He says, square on weekdays and round on Sunday. Ah, the old jokes never die. Well, you're a nice, attractive couple. And, Dick, since you're a teacher, I'd like to remind parents that they ought to go to school and meet the men and women who teach their children. They're fine people, and they want to meet you. So go to those PTA meetings. They're very important and very valuable. All right, now it's time to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the $2,500 question. But first, here's a beautiful gal I'd like to know better with news about the beautiful new 1953 DeSoto.
Hi, this is Arlene Francis, and I want to make a date with you for Thursday, November 13th. That's the day the beautiful new 1953 DeSoto goes on display for the very first time. I know you'll want to be among the first to see this beautiful new 1953 DeSoto Thursday, November 13th at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
All right, now let's see how you work together as a team. Here we are. Let's see how high I can build you $20. Out of our list of 20 categories, you selected number 14, which is Gay Paris. Here's your first question. How much will you bet? Talk up, kids.
Let's bet $20.
$20? Is that what you're betting?
No, no, no.
No?
I said
well, you have to, well, you have to decide now and do it fast.
Let's compromise.
Compromise if you want to.
All right. $15.
$15. What is the name of the chief art gallery of Paris?
The Louvre.
The Louvre is right.
You're on your way. You have $35.
Remember, you're going for $2,500 tonight. How much of your $35 are you going to try now?
I think we know. Let's bet 35.
35. On the outskirts of Paris. Is that all right, Catherine? You don't have to submit. Catherine, you don't have to submit to this, you know. You're an equal partner in this thing.
All right, 30 then.
$30.
30.
A famous river divides Paris. What is the name of it?
The Seine.
The Seine is right. I went crazy there a couple of years ago. I was insane for about 3 hours.
You've now climbed to $65.
Now, how much are you going to bet this time?
$60.
The French Stock Exchange is called what? One answer.
Exchequer of Paris?
No, it's the Bourse, B-O-U-R-S-E. Bourse. It's very well known, too. Should have known it.
I didn't know.
You
all right.
Now have $5.
How much will you bet?
Shoot the works.
We might as well bet it.
Might as well bet the other.
Okay. The most famous cathedral of Paris is one of the oldest and most interesting churches in the world. What is the name of it?
Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is right.
You wind up with $10. And Groucho?
We don't. Nobody leaves here with $10. I give you one more question for $15, which will make your sum total $25. Are you ready? And no coaching, please. Ready? Who is buried in Grant's tomb? General Grant is right. Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We ask for men with interesting occupations to volunteer from our studio audience tonight, Groucho. And Mr. Hugh S. Arnold was chosen just before we went on the air. And his partner is a housewife, Mrs. Margaret Raby. Folks, come in and meet Groucho Marx, please.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word Marcus. And divide $100. It's a common word, something you'll find around the house. Let's see, you Arnold and Margaret Raby. You're you, and you're Margaret, huh?
That's right.
Where are you from, you?
Walton, Kentucky.
Oh. May I ask how old you are, you?
52.
52, you're a fine-looking boy, huh?
Are you
married?
Yes.
Well, you're even finer looking boy, huh?
Thank you.
Raby is your name, huh?
That's right.
Where are you from, Margaret?
I'm from Tarentum, Pennsylvania.
Tarentum, that's an Indian name, huh?
Well, that isn't the way I heard it. The way...
How did you hear it?
Well, Mr. Negley was the first settler, permanent settler in Tarentum.
Negley?
Negley, that's right. And he built three homes. And when the second settler came along, he said, Mr. Negley, if you have just your family here, why did you build three homes? And Mr. Negley says, to rent them. So, that's the name of the town, Tarentum, Pennsylvania. It's near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
It seems like he went to an awful lot of trouble for one bum joke, didn't he?
Got its name.
Imagine a man building three homes just to get one crack in about an Indian. Peggy, would you describe yourself just for fun? You know, I wonder how many of us could accurately describe the way we look to other people. Go ahead, ma'am. I'll correct you if you're wrong.
I'm 5'7". Mm-hmm. A little on the heavy side?
I don't think so. I think you're reasonably well stacked.
Thank you. Blonde hair, now. You know, kind of the gray up a little. Hazel eyes. And I think I have a sense of humor.
Nice teeth. You forgot that, huh?
Well, they're not all mine.
Doesn't make any difference. They're nice anyhow.
Thank you.
You're a fine-looking gal, Peggy. That was a very good description. I don't know who you were describing, but it was a very good description.
Myself.
What sort of work do you do, you?
I'm a tobacco auctioneer, Groucho.
Hold it, hold it, hold it, hold it. What are you doing in California? Are you out here on your vacation?
No, I came out here, thought possibly I could get on radio and television.
Have you had any luck?
None whatever. I guess I'll have to go back to Kentucky and sell tobacco again.
Well, you should have studied medicine, you. Everybody knows in order to sell tobacco on television, you have to be a doctor. How can you tell good tobacco from bad tobacco, you?
Well, you tell it by the grades. There's many separate and distinct grades of tobacco.
Don't you have to rip them down the middle? You know, they make them king size now.
No.
King size. Isn't that ridiculous? King size. Have you seen the shape of King Farouk? Can you imagine a cigarette built like him? Could you give us a short sample of your chant, you?
Yes, I will start one at 42, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2,
That was very good, you. Sounded just like a recent campaign promise. Well, I'd like to keep on talking to you two all night, but now you're going to play You Bet Your Life. Well, half the night.
Thank you. Now, before
we play You Bet Your Life, I want you to pay attention to a lovely lady who has some news about the distinguished DeSoto, the new DeSoto, the 1953 DeSoto.
Hello, this is Wendy Barry, and right now I want you to get a pencil and mark down this date, November the 13th. You got it? Thursday, November the 13th. That's a wonderful day. That's the day the stunning new 1953 DeSoto goes on display at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. I've sneaked in and seen this new DeSoto, and really I think it's the most beautiful car ever built. No matter how you look at this new DeSoto, inside or out, it's perfectly beautiful. Outside, it's longer, lower, and lovelier than you ever thought a car could be. And inside, well, it's as lovely as my favorite living room. They won't let me tell you any more about this beautiful new car, but you can see it for yourself. Just be sure and be at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers on Thursday, November the 13th, the day the distinguished new 1953 DeSoto goes on display for the very first time. Oh, I'm going to be on You Bet Your Life television sometime soon, along with this beautiful 1953 DeSoto. So watch for us, won't you?
Now we're ready for the quiz. You beat our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the $2,500 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
The girl student and the teacher won $10, and the secret word is light.
Here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected government sites. Now, you decide between you how much you want to bet.
97.
All right. How much?
1997.
Here's your first question. You're going to bet 1997. What is the name of the New York Island used as the chief United States immigration station?
Ellis Island.
Ellis Island is correct.
Well, you're off to a good start. You have $39.97.
Remember, you're going for $2,500 tonight. How much of this $39.97 are you going to try?
All of it.
$39.95.
All right, you ready? $39.95, you're betting. Where is the United States Military Academy?
At Annapolis. Annapolis. Our Military Academy?
One answer between you now.
No, it's West Point.
Wet Paint is West Point is right.
You now have $79.92.
And how much of that are you going to bet on your third question?
$79.92.
No, $79.90.
You're betting $79.90.
All right. Is that all right with you, Margaret? Now,
yes,
you know,
it is.
You don't have to do this, you know. I mean, if you want to bet some other amount of money.
No.
You're equal
no.
partners.
That's,
all right?
That's all right.
What is the name of the big naval base in the Hawaiian Islands?
Yes, I'd say Pearl Harbor.
Pearl Harbor is right.
Oh, thank you. You now have $159.82.
All right. Now, how much are you going to bet this time?
Bet it all.
You're going to bet it all? Where is the United States Naval Academy located?
At Annapolis.
Annapolis is right. Thank you.
And you wind up with a grand total of $319.64.
Thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
We have a club woman for you now, Groucho.
A club woman?
Yes. Mrs. Maud Sheridan. And her partner is a man with an unusual background, Mr. James A. Murphy. And here they are. Folks, meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome, folks, for the DeSoto Plymouth dealer. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you find around the house. Mrs. Maud Sheridan, you're a club woman?
That's
club
right.
Club woman, huh? Well, you may need a club before we're through here. What is your hometown, now that we've gotten that out of the way?
I was raised in Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs, huh? Well, it's a lovely town. I used to go trout fishing there. I never caught any, but I went trout fishing there. How did you meet your husband? I presume you have one.
Yes, I do. I met him in Cheyenne, Wyoming. He was a traveling salesman, and I was going out to dinner one night with a...
Traveling salesman in Cheyenne?
Yes.
Well, how did you meet him?
Well, I had another traveling salesman friend, and he introduced us.
You did quite a business there in Cheyenne. Did you have some kind of a particular fondness for traveling salesmen?
Oh, yes. I had a tea room, and I entertained them, you see, in my tea room.
I see. Gave them tea in the afternoon?
Yes.
You know, it never occurred to me that people would sit in the afternoon in Cheyenne, Wyoming, drinking tea. Mr. James Murphy, that's you, huh? Well, it's always nice to meet a Czechoslovakian. James A. Murphy. What does the A stand for?
Aloysius.
Mr. Murphy, what shall I call you? Jim or Aloysius?
They call me Foghorn, Groucho.
Foghorn Murphy? Are you the Foghorn Murphy who goes to all the ball games?
Yes, I am.
Well, pleased to meet you, Foggy, old boy. I've heard of you. I've heard of you for the last 20 years, but I never had the pleasure of meeting you. You're quite a celebrity. Where did you get the name Foghorn?
When I was a young fellow, I wanted to be a baseball player, but my feet wasn't big enough or my hands wasn't big enough for power. I got on a horse with a baseball uniform and announced off of it.
Mm-hmm.
The ball game.
You say you weren't big enough?
Wasn't big enough.
What about Bobby Shantz?
Well, I was big enough, but I didn't have... My bigness wasn't in a place where I should have it, in my feet and hands.
I'll get back to you in a moment, Bobby. Like a most unusual fellow. Well, let's find out something about you, Maud. You're a club woman. What club do you belong to?
I belong to one club, the Southern California branch of the Herb Society of America.
The herb, you say?
Herb.
Just what is an herb?
An herb is a plant. You can use the leaves or the roots or the stems for cooking purposes and for fragrance and for medicinal purposes.
Sounds fascinating. What are some of the medicinal herbs?
Oh, there's... chamomile and rosemary and Melissa.
Isn't that the Andrew sisters? What are some of the herbs you recommend for certain dishes? I don't mean the kind he was referring to either.
Well, every dish that contains tomatoes should have basil.
Basil, yeah.
And then for
I saw a basil out with a tomato the other night.
Then with your meat dishes, you should have thyme.
Thyme? 9:30.
Marjoram. Sage.
Oh, sage.
And then when you make a beef stew, for instance, you put in some marjoram and a little thyme and a pinch of rosemary.
Hey, this can be fun at that, you know.
Well, it can be fun, and everyone should raise in their backyard a little garden of herbs so that they could go out and get a pinch here and a pinch there. Their food.
This is the kind of a contestant I like. I don't have to say anything. She's hanging herself with each statement. Foghorn, let's talk to you some more. Fog horse, it should be, if you ride around a horse. Where are you from, Foggy?
San Francisco. Born in San Francisco 62 years ago. Proud. You can go any place in the world, and the only recommendation you need is say I was born in San Francisco. Everybody loves and likes him.
Could you sing us a few lines of that song, San Francisco?
San Francisco, here I come.
That is not right, Foggy. You're singing California, here I come. Now, San Francisco isn't all there is in California. San Francisco, open that golden gate. Don't you remember that song?
Yes, I do. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, that's... You want to try it again?
San Francisco, here I come.
Say, you must have been there during the fire, dude. Do you remember the fire at all, Fog?
I remember the fire and earthquake, Groucho, as if it was yesterday. They burned down all the schoolhouses and destroyed them. I only went to 2 grades and didn't go back.
Well, what did you do after you quit school at the age of 8?
At the age of 11, I sold newspapers and barbary coats in San Francisco. I sold potatoes and oranges, and I owned a drugstore in Pacific and Kearney.
At the age of 11, you owned a drugstore?
Later. Later, I owned the drugstore.
Did you make any money at this work?
I've made $1 million twice in my life. I found out you don't have to go to school to make money. All you have to do is be nice and kind and sweet to people. You see, the cheapest thing a person can sell in this world is a smile and a kind word about everybody, and it'll pay bigger dividends than anything else.
Let's hear it. Let's hear a few lines of the San Francisco song again. I get lonesome for that every once in a while. Now, how'd you make your first million, Foggy?
Well, 21 banks all over the United States.
Was this at night or during the day?
Huh? Banks during the Depression, defunct banks.
Oh, you bought these banks, huh?
Bought them.
Well, that's logical. If you want $1 million, just buy a few dozen banks, that's all. You were sort of an Irish Giannini, in other words, huh?
Very proud to say he was a very dear friend of my A.P. Giannini. Turned out to be the biggest banker in the world. Came from that great city of San Francisco.
San Francisco, open your golden gate. Well, I'd like to continue talking and singing to you two, but the time has come to play You Bet Your Life. The time has come, the walrus said, to play You Bet Your Life. You run your 20 bucks into more than our other couples, and you get a chance at the $2,500 question. I can't tell you how much you have to win, but George is going to remind our listeners.
Mrs. Raby and the tobacco auctioneer lead with $319.64.
All right, here we go. Let's see how high I can build you $20. You selected the animal kingdom. How much are you going to bet?
18.
Here's your first question, $18. What are Manx, Maltese, and Persians?
Cats.
Cats is right.
You have $38.
$38. Maybe you're going for $2,500 tonight. How much of your $38 would you bet on your second
35.
Question?
35.
All right. What are tanagers, titmouses, and thrushes?
Mice.
One answer between you now. Tanagers, titmouses, and thrushes.
Birds.
Birds is right.
You now have $73.
Here's your third question. How much will you bet?
70.
I can't pronounce this myself. What are Samoyeds, Shibaikis, and ceiling hams?
Dogs.
Dogs is right.
time to $143.
That means your last chance to be the other couples. How much of the 143?
All of it.
All of it? What are Kadiaks, grizzlies, and pandas?
Bears.
Bears is correct.
And you wind up with $286, and that means the tobacco auctioneer and the housewife with $319.64. In just 1 minute, get the chance at the DeSoto Plymouth $2,500 question. Thursday, November 13th. That's a day to remember.
Why? Is it my birthday?
No, Groucho. Thursday, November 13th is the day the distinguished 1953 DeSoto goes on display at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers.
Well, that's important, too.
You bet it is, Groucho. We think this distinguished 1953 DeSoto is the most beautiful car ever built. It's longer, lower, and wider, with superb lines and styling that are sure to make it the style leader of the year.
This 1953 DeSoto is so beautiful, it makes me wish I were a garage.
The distinguished 1953 DeSoto. It goes on display November 13th at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Don't miss it.
What was that date again, Fenneman?
November 13th.
Speak up, boy. Don't mumble.
November 13th.
November 13th, eh? What happens then?
That's the day the beautiful new 1953 DeSoto goes on display.
You're repeating yourself. Folks, go see this beautiful new DeSoto on November 13th at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. And when you do, tell them Groucho sent you.
Now, here's our winning couple, Groucho. The tobacco auctioneer and the housewife, all ready for the DeSoto Plymouth $2,500 question.
For $2,500, I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help from the audience. Are you ready? The son of David and Bathsheba became a king when he was little more than 12 years old. He reigned for 40 years and became one of the truly great men of history. For $2,500, who was this king? Talk it over. What's the answer you two have decided upon?
Your answer, dear.
Come on. Time's a wasting.
King Solomon?
King Solomon is right. That's right. You win $2,500. Plus how much in the quiz, George?
Let's see, $319.64.
That's $2,800 and...
It's a lot of money. I have no idea.
Well, at any rate, he went to Stanford, too.
$2,819.64.
All right, I'll cut your salary. Congratulations from the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You bet your life.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at this same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,000. And don't miss Groucho's television show, also presented by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember, all dealers who sell DeSoto also sell Plymouth. Two great cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
Don't forget, folks, on Thursday, November 13th, the distinguished 1953 DeSoto will go on display for the very first time at your DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Make a date to see it, and when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. Drive slow in rain, sleet, or snow. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell, directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith, music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast.